Dubai Eye
103.8.
You set the agenda on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Right, let's get back to the show and let's get to meeting the Peter Jones Foundation. The foundation was founded back in 2005 by the successful entrepreneur and the star of Dragon's Den, Peter Jones, CBE, to address the need for more enterprise education, a phrase that we'll be delving into in more detail over the next segment or two, and the type of education needed to be successful in the workplace. The chief executive of the Peter Jones Foundation is Jonathan Sobchak Boddington, who joins us live here in the studio. Jonathan, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much indeed for joining us, and welcome to Dubai.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Listen, just a very sort of, I gave a very sort of brief intro into what the foundation set out to do back in from 2005 until now. Talk to us about the achievements that you've put into place and you've seen come to fruition since that time over in the UK.
Absolutely. So historically, we've been a UK-based charity that exists purely to develop and encourage a culture of enterprise and entrepreneurship in schools across the country, schools and colleges. We do that through three programs. We encourage through our Tycoon program. We lend money to children who want to start their first business. To date, we've supported 10,000 students to start their first business. We educate through a series of A-levels and BTECs and GCSEs, working with schools and colleges across the UK. And to date, we've had 4,000 children graduate through one of those programs. And we empower by supporting students to go on and either start a business whereby they can pitch and get some investment from Peter himself. They can go on to university and study an enterprising course. Or if they want, they can go and get a job with an enterprising employer. And it's been really successful. And our trip out to Dubai this week is all about expanding our own horizons and practicing what we preach. And so we're really excited to be here and talk to schools and colleges who want to get involved and perhaps partner with us to see how we could adapt the programs for schools out here.
Fascinating concept and all the details of this. In terms of the results that you've seen from the programme over in the UK and elsewhere, I mean, we use that phrase enterprise education. It's a phrase we're using a lot more now. How do you sort of sum it up for those that are unaware of what enterprise education seeks to achieve?
So enterprise education is closely associated with business and with being an entrepreneur. But for us, enterprise education is actually about developing the skills to help you, to help yourself. So when you ask what are the outcomes that we've seen, some of the really exciting stuff that we see every day in the UK is that if you lend children money and say, go and have a go, it doesn't matter. And for us, they're goodwill loans. If you blow the whole lot, you do not owe us a penny. But to date, we've lent more than £500,000 to children. And of that, we've had over 92% of it repaid.
Wow.
90% of student companies are profitable. And this is their first go at business.
Yeah.
And it's a micro business. They run it for 8 weeks. But we've had teams where we've lent £500 and they've turned it into £5,000 in 8 weeks. And what an amazing thing for those young people in terms of developing their confidence, their critical thinking, those soft skills that employers are looking for. Imagine walking into a job interview and saying, well, Peter Jones lent me £500 and I turned it into £5,000. So yeah, I think I would be good at this job. Mm.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because we often hear, don't we, that the simplest ideas are often the best ideas as well. And is there an element of correlation with that, that the sort of uncluttering of a youthful mind for those that haven't been cluttered by some of the furniture of business that you get used to and get taught throughout your sort of business schools and business education comes from youth, and therefore you get the opportunity to see some great, very straightforward ideas?
Absolutely. So some of the business ideas that excite me the most are actually from our primary school children. So we lend money to 5 and 6 year olds.
Really?
We had a company last year called Birdie Brunch. They went out and they collected pine cones from the forest completely free, and they filled them with suet, which birds go crazy for. And they sold them at local markets, and we lent them around £100. They turned it into £600 in an 8 week period. And it was just such a fascinating concept with, you know, Birdie Brunch, a really nice bit of branding.
Yeah.
And this all came from 5, 6 year olds. And you're absolutely right. That energy, that enthusiasm, that ability to be open minded and not be closed off to the world and to fresh thinking allowed them to do really well in the competition.
Is that what curriculums demand at the moment? We see the world around us evolving at a very fast pace at present. There are some suggestions that curriculums and education is lagging behind to that evolution at the moment. Do we need to think out of the box when it comes to what we should be teaching students of all ages and different curriculums at the moment?
Absolutely. Where we sit on this one is that you really need to be learning real-world skills and applying yourself in the classroom. Every student who studies business studies with us actually has to run a business at the same time. We think it's impossible to learn about business unless you're doing business. So for us, it's about opening the curriculum up. Yes, students need to get qualifications, and yes, students need to progress down an education pathway of GCSEs, A-levels, perhaps onto university, and then certainly into employment. But at the same time, for us, there's an enterprise pathway whereby students need to be developing the skills that their future employers are going to be looking for. And for us, doing that in the classroom in a safe, controlled environment is where students should get that first taste of the real world, of business. 90% of students are going to go and work in the private sector. And it makes perfect sense that they're introduced to those concepts as early as possible. Hence why we work with five-year-olds, but why we continue to develop those skills. So our A-level students in the UK, and certainly it would be our intention that the A-level students and the BTEC students that we work with here have to run a business.
Yeah.
And we pull as much of the curriculum through that as possible, as opposed to learning business in a very dry, theoretical way, and then trying to apply it to the real world later on.
Jonathan Subchick-Boddington here in studio. Now, Jonathan is the chief executive of the Peter Jones Foundation. We're really privileged to have him in studio because he's literally just got off the plane to bring the message from the foundation here to the UAE, get involved with a number of potential stakeholders and partners here in the region as well for their programme for enterprise education and the type of education needed to be successful in the workplace. He's kindly explained to us a little more about the concept behind the charity and the foundation. Which now sort of begs the question, why Dubai? Who are you catching up with over the next few days here in Dubai?
It certainly does beg the question, why Dubai and why are we here? I suppose for us, it's about practicing what we preach and broadening our own horizons. It's a bit of an entrepreneurial journey itself. In that we were approached by a school, Al Diafa High School, who said, we really like the look of your programs. We're really keen to embed enterprise education into our own curriculum. Do you think you could partner with us to pilot a program here? And we said, absolutely, that sounds fascinating, it sounds interesting, and we're all about building an interconnected world and modelling that kind of experience for our students. So we said, why not? So we are over here to work with that school and to do some training and to begin to think about how the program can run there and the pilot can run there. But we're also here on Thursday to run a roundtable event for educationalists at the Media Ratana Hotel at 9:30 in the morning. Anyone in education, school teachers, head teachers, curriculum leaders are welcome to attend, and you can find out the details and our contact details on our website. But that is all about a roundtable conversation about how you can embed an enterprise pathway in Dubai. Does it make sense? Should we be talking to six-year-olds about starting their first business here? Should we be talking to 16-year-olds about doing a business qualification, an A-level or a BTEC, but at the same time running a business? And should we be talking to universities and employers about what does it mean? What is that skills gap that everyone keeps talking about? What are the skills that you want students to have? And then how can we work with schools and college to embed those skills through the process of starting, running a business and learning about business education?
Fascinated to know your thoughts, get your thoughts on the skills of the future as well, the sort of skills that children will need to thrive in business, but also personally in the future as well. I mean, if you go to the eponymous name of the head of the foundation, Peter Jones, an individual who helped to create this TV, but also business phenomenon that is Dragon's Den, and how many people have replicated that sort of formula the world over since the success back in the UK, which fundamentally proves the fact that we still need to be able to hold your own and impress others through the way that you dress, the way that you conduct yourself, the way that you present yourself as well. Those so-called soft skills that seem to be being done away with artificial intelligence and robotics that we're seeing evolve all the time at the moment. Are they going to remain an important skill for the future?
More than ever would be my opinion on that. It's interesting you talk about automation. I was looking at a report from the World Economic Forum saying that nearly half, 47% of all jobs in the UAE are susceptible to automation.
Yeah.
And that means as a world economy, we have to start thinking about what jobs are people going to have? And for me, it's all about those soft skills. It's all about the creative thinking. That's the bit that we can't teach robots to do. And I think Peter would say that more than anything. Enterprise, yes, the skills to help yourself, but being enterprising is being creative, is problem solving. And these are absolutely the skills that, we look to develop in young people, because those are the jobs that are going to be around in the future. And we want to create the entrepreneurs who are the employers of the future.
And do you think, I mean, are you of the opinion as well, that the whole concept of enterprise education, something that you're championing through the foundation, through the charity, is something that is going to be a sort of fundamental of learning through the efforts that you're putting in, but others as well, for the future?
Absolutely. We think that every school should have a startup culture. Every school should have an incubator. It's interesting, in the UK now, more and more universities are latching onto this idea of creating student incubators. They are lending their students money. Some universities are investing in taking equity in student businesses because they see that those students can go on and be fantastically successful and the university can prosper at the same time. It's a win-win. We want to see that stretched back further. Don't get me wrong, we're a charity and we don't want to profiteer from the young people that we're supporting. But at the same time, we think that schools should be investing in those incubators and those student startup programs so that students can begin to get on that pathway.
Jonathan, we're out of time on this occasion, but really appreciate you coming into the studio to tell us a little bit more about your visit here to the UAE. All the best with it. I hope it is a roaring success over the next couple of days. We're getting loads of text messages, lots of interest in this already. You mentioned the website, peterjonesfoundation.org. Is that probably the best place to go to find out more info?
Absolutely. Have a look on there. You can find my own contact details, but also the office line and the office email address. And we will be able to share the details of the event on Thursday with you.
We're going to post up all the details ourselves. For now, though, Jonathan, thank you very much indeed to you and all the Peter Jones Foundation team for being here in the UAE.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me.
If you'd like to find out more information, it is peterjonesfoundation.org. Equally, you can find out all the latest online or on our social media channels as well.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.